Yeah.
Hey, my name is Wilbert Alonzo. Tim, how are you?
Good.
Great to hear that, Tim. My name is Wilbert. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. So I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation, okay?
Okie doke.
Great. Now we'll continue here. I am speaking with Timothy Menard, right?
Yeah.
Menard? Thank you very much.
Yes.
And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
A little over 40.
40 weeks?
40 years.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
Journeyman and foreman.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, are you like currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And approximately how many weeks have you been like unemployed, that is unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months?
I retired 10 years ago.
So 0 weeks, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. We're going to move on. We're at 20%. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in this time last year? More construction projects, fewer construction projects, or same number as this time last year?
About the same.
Same, right? Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were in this time last year?
Same.
Same? Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes, right? Perfect. We are at 25%. And yes or no, have you ever been like appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Okay. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Like dust, air quality, COVID, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns?
No, I don't.
Which one?
No concerns.
No concerns, right? Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person, yes, online, or no?
No.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, which is picketing. Yes or no?
No.
What about political canvassing? Sorry about that.
No.
And union organizing?
No.
Thank you very much. We're moving on. We're at 40% now. Thank you for your patience. We're almost done. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you very much. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please rank those sources from 1 to 5, from 1 to 6, sorry, with 1 being the source that you're most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source that you're least likely to get your news from, okay? The first option that I have here is cable and news.
6.
6, right? What about the print or online newspaper?
Yeah, 4.
What about friends and neighbors?
6.
And cable news?
3.
And radio?
6.
What about the internet or social media?
4.
And local TV news programming?
5.
How about the print or online newspaper?
6.
Thank you very much, then. We are already at 57%. Thank you. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, support for labor unions, education, jobs, and the economy, healthcare, foreign policy, immigration, or something else?
Immigration.
Thank you very much. And as you may know, BAC-BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
You have not heard of it, but
I've heard of it, but I haven't read.
Have you heard a bit about it, like a little bit, or heard some about
bit,
it?
A little bit.
Okay. Let me see here. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it? Very important? Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage projections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democracy, you could choose from Democratic Party, Republican Party, both, or neither?
The Republican Party.
Thank you. We're moving on. We're at 61%. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions, right? So which side do you support more on this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The United Auto Workers.
The UAW?
Yes.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, okay? Now, what about his job as president overall? You could strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. What about support for labor unions? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat approve.
What about immigration? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. And what about health care?
disapprove strongly.
What about the economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. We're now at 70% and almost done. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve. Some would approve. Some would disapprove. Strongly disapprove or neither approve or disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, right? But what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or you think that you will not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. We're at 80%, almost done. Now, turning back to BAC back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent. Good? Just fair or poor or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't know. I don't think about it.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Benefits.
Thank you very much. Great. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, text, messages, job site, union meetings?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Back, four or more times a year, a couple times a year, or once a year, or never?
Couple times a year.
Thank you. We're at 90%. So do you consider yourself a male, female, or other?
A male.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
A Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just your first name?
Timothy.
Yeah, that's what I have. Thank you very much, Timothy. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Be blessed, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You know,